Conspiracy theories abound about COVID-19 and its origins. If you're in the business of confusing people, that's kind of what the internet is for. Early last year, when U.S. health experts looked into the possibility that the virus was leaked from a lab in China, either accidentally or on purpose, Chinese propaganda makers responded. They amplified rumors, fact-free, that the virus came from the United States, specifically from an army research lab called Fort Detrick. And they've succeeded with the help of search engines like Google and YouTube. Brett Schaefer has been surfing around on all this. He's senior fellow at the Alliance for Securing Democracy, and he joins us. Brett, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Let's first talk about this misinformation, this conspiracy theory. You know, what is the truth about what Fort Detrick is and is not, and what's the misinformation that the Chinese state media are putting out?
So Fort Detrick is a bioresearch lab. It's about 60 miles from Washington, D.C. It researches various sort of biodefense-related issues. Fort Detrick, though, has a long and sort of storied, if you will, history in the sort of realms of conspiracy theories. It was originally connected to the AIDS outbreak by Soviet KGB agents in the 1980s. It has often played this sort of central role in conspiracy theories. But this one, of course, has tried to connect the origins of COVID-19 to the lab and essentially saying that the outbreak jumped from Fort Detrick to Wuhan, brought over by members of the U.S. military.
And I guess this goes to your report. When I Google Fort Detrick, I get pretty high up in the findings, an article from Chinese state media, the Global Times, quote, "Why Fort Detrick Lab Should Be Investigated for COVID-19 origins." So how did Chinese state media appear to game this Google algorithm?
Well, often what we see with searches, particularly conspiracy-related topics, is there's a bit of a void in the sort of search results that you will get, because mainstream media outlets are not going to amplify sort of random crazy conspiracy theories. They may cover it once or twice, but then they move on.
Right, and then we're like, okay, no story here, and so the whole news media, right, goes to the next story, and then there's nothing really online from legitimate independent news sources?
Exactly, and that's frankly responsible reporting, because we don't want legitimate outlets consistently amplifying these sort of wild rumors. But the advantage conspiracy theorists have is that if they continue to talk about it over and over and over, essentially carpet bombing certain keywords with articles, videos, just any pieces of content, is that when people search for that keyword, they are more likely to get the conspiracy theorist point of view.
Well, and you said videos because this is showing up really high on YouTube searches too, yeah?
YouTube is always really problematic in the world of sort of promoting conspiracy theorists, because you have a lot of vloggers. You have a lot of sort of so-called, you know, citizen journalists who publish a lot of videos where, again, most reputable outlets are not going to spend time producing videos over and over and over about a conspiracy theory. So YouTube has always been a problematic space for conspiracy theories to flourish. And we've seen that especially around Fort Detrick, where China has many, many, many global outlets with large follower numbers. And so they've really dominated YouTube search results.
Now, is it also an easy strategy, I guess, to game Google when you flood the zone, as it were, with this conspiracy theory information with more recent information, with more recent fake stories? Is that part of how the formula works and suddenly you can rack it to the top of the findings?
Exactly. I mean, part of what has made Google a billion-dollar company is they give you relevant results. So if I'm searching today for Major League Baseball playoffs, I'm more than likely looking for the score from last night, not from 1985. So part of the ranking algorithm is the freshness of the content. So if you're Chinese state media trying to push this conspiracy theory, you just publish over and over and over again because you know, yes, maybe NPR did cover this a month ago or the Washington Post or others, but that content is no longer fresh. So you game the sort of freshness part of ranking algorithms, and that allows your content to shoot higher up into feeds.
Is it your sense that the Chinese propaganda arm, state media, know how this works and they kind of successfully thought this out and exploited this? Or more, they just got luckier.
I mean, without question, if you're talking about the Chinese, the Russians, others, there's an understanding of search engine optimization. They know how to get their content in front of targeted audiences. So I would say it's not as if they're doing anything particularly nefarious here in terms of black hat SEO. They're just publishing content. So there's nothing happening here that is really manipulating the system necessarily. They're just working it to their advantage. So they certainly have that understanding that if you repeat a lie enough from enough different sources, you're just more likely to have that show up in front of the audience who you want to see it.
Now, how damaging, I guess, is this in the public space, the public conversation? That is, if a lot of us place no credence in this misinformation, we move on. Many of us don't even search for Dietrich anymore. You know, how successful is this really?
I think probably the biggest success they have had is to sort of muddy the water and to make it less clear about what the truth is, and even if the truth is possible. So I don't think many Americans have probably bought into the Fort Detrick conspiracy. But in the last 2 weeks, for example, their new twist on this is that, in fact, the virus was brought to Wuhan by, and this sounds like a joke, but frozen lobster imported from Maine. I mean, these are ridiculous on the surface.
I missed that
one. But if you push enough of these sort of competing narratives out there, people just become confused and sort of overwhelmed by the amount of competing stories and competing narratives that the truth becomes less attainable. So I don't think many people have bought into this particular conspiracy theory, at least in the U.S. I think in China, it's a very, very different story. But I think what it has done is it, again, has just made the search for truth a little bit more unclear.
Yeah, and I suppose if your aim is to manufacture a little doubt, then you've succeeded here.
Exactly. And again, their target audience isn't necessarily just Americans. So in other parts of the world where there is greater suspicion of American foreign policy, American interests, this has probably found a more receptive audience, particularly in China. If you look at Chinese social media platforms, Fort Detrick at times has been a top search result. So it has had some impact outside of the United States as well.
Is there anything for Google and other search engines to do here? Should they try to do something to plug this hole in the system?
Can Google and other search engines do something? The answer is yes. I mean, there are tactics and techniques that they use around known topics that tend to surface conspiratorial results. 9/11, for example, the moon landing. But it requires them to tinker with the algorithm. And so if you're talking about just the sort of normal operational run of business of a search engine, there is not much they can do when there's a lack of credible competing information to fill that void.
So I'm just trying to understand that. This is fascinating to me. Does that mean Google will not likely do something to address this, because if they change, if they tweak the algorithm, it could mess it up in other ways? Is that what you mean?
Not necessarily, but what they would have to do is target each individual problematic search term and do things sort of behind the scenes to make sure that credible information is getting surfaced higher than it normally would. So again, that's why you sometimes see around searches that they know can surface problematic content, like the Holocaust. They will make sure to prioritize information boxes and other things. Another environment that they're very aware of data voids being a problem is during a breaking news event. So of course, when something is happening, journalists haven't had time to publish about it yet. This happens all the time during mass shootings, for example. There's a new string of search terms, like Walmart El Paso shooting. That's a search query that the engine has not seen before. And oftentimes, the first movers there are conspiracy theorists, other people running disinformation campaigns. So they try to adjust the systems to make sure that they're not pushing out bad information before good information can fill the void.
So the challenge then for the search engine companies is they have to do the work, find out where the BS is, and then react to it.
Exactly.
All right, that's Brett Schaefer, Senior Fellow at the Alliance for Securing Democracy. Brett, thanks for your time.
Thank you.